Today's sponsor, W Films. W Films is a full-service video production company located in Lewis, Delaware. Need help getting your message out on social media? How about creating a brand film for your company's website? W Films experts can help you create the perfect video and help you get the social media attention you've been looking for. W Films also specializes in marketing materials for real estate. They can provide cinematic video tour, HDR photography, and a fully immersive 360-degree tour to help your property get sold faster and for more money. To find out more, go to wfilmsmedia.com or call 302-569-0725. 302-569-0725. Everyone has a story. Let us tell yours. All right, welcome back. This is the Rehoboth Social Podcast, part of the Social Podcast Network, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Local folks doing local podcasts. Good morning. It is, August 3rd, 2022. It's crazy. It's August, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Summer's over.
No. No, we still have like a month.
And then we have local summer down in September.
Right, but doesn't it start to feel like that? You're like, oh no, it's over. And I put so much into summer, like this is it, right? And I'm going to run more. I'm going to eat better. I'm going to be more exercised. I'm going to spend time at the beach. And then it comes along and then you're like, yeah, it's too hot, too many people. Yeah. So it's just
traffic.
But, Stopped exercising 2 months ago. Yeah.
Well, then you start realizing it's summer's ending. You're like, oh no, what have I done? So I say that. I know we have a lot of time left. In fact, I think we're going through a little heat wave again. So
yeah.
A little reminder. So listen, good morning. It is Hustler Day. You know, this, and I was sharing with you girls that I like to go on Instagram and I see the local hustlers doing their hustle and I like to ask them to come on the podcast and you guys caught my eye. So you are, I'm going to say it, ready? Your Instagram is DE Beach Betches.
That's right.
Yes, you got it.
And I like how you said it's like bitches, but with an E.
Yeah.
And I was like, thank you. I almost forgot. So anyway, yeah, great name. And now you're on the podcast.
You.
So good morning. So let's talk about it. What are you guys up to? What's the hustle? What are we doing?
Well, we both just relocated here from like the Philadelphia area. So cool. Right outside the city.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks. And so we are just exploring everything that the Delaware Beaches has to offer, from food to sites to spas to festivals and anything in between.
We are blessed with a lot of great stuff here.
Oh my God, yeah.
It's crazy.
And there are people that come down for the weekend. You know, I'll talk to people. We've been coming down since the 70s, right? But there are, unless you live here, like this morning, I went on a bike ride, and I got an e-bike, so I'm like exploring all these different areas that I would never.
So you don't really have to pump.
No, I really don't. But so
you're not one of the ones actually working for it.
That's a good point. But there, so, and that's a great. It's a great topic because I think a lot of people think that if you have an e-bike, you don't pump, and that's really there's an assist. There are so there's different places I have to go where I can get kind of stuck where no bike lane. I'm just out with the cars. I can do full E and kind of stay out of trouble. But when I'm just riding, I put it like on a lower assist. And the bike's probably 130 pounds. So it's not like this Tour de France light. I don't need that, okay? I use steel, right? But it's a 130-pound bike. So I put it on an assist. I'm still getting a workout, but I'm 54, you know?
No way.
E-bike.
You have great hair.
Gray or gray?
Great.
Thank you. But I still get a workout. And I think, you know, a lot of people think that if they get an e-bike, they don't get a workout. And I think that's false. You can definitely have a fun workout, but it allows you to adventure some places that
right,
you might
you
not have ever
on
seen.
Them. That's what I've heard. My neighbor actually used one, I guess, like an assist bike or something. And she went like to other states.
Right.
Oh, wow. Camped and all the things. And she said you actually have to work the whole time.
Well, do you girls ride bikes?
I do.
She does.
So, you know, you get to that point, you're like, God, I'd love to see what's that way, but I know that I still got to pedal all the way back that
right,
way.
Right, like I did 6 miles yesterday, parked at Old World, then walked down, like, for a couple miles, and then I was like, oh my God, I'm so tired, but I still have to, like, bike all the way back and all the things, so.
Hello, e-bike.
Nice. Yeah, it would have been nice to, I actually was thinking about that yesterday.
Now.
I was like, that assist sounds real good.
Now who needs some assisting?
Right.
True.
Well, it's a lot of fun. I read an article yesterday of people complaining about e-bikes, and if you've been on the trail.
What's their complaint for?
Yeah.
Well, the complaint is that they, and so there's probably a few people that ride them that maybe go a little too fast. And so they're concerned about speed. But I can also tell you that there's a bunch of 70-year-old men out on the Junction Trail that think it's the Tour de Rehoboth. And there is no e-bike, but they're still going too fast. So
I have seen some men going very fast.
And you're like, Jesus,
misses.
My children.
Like I screamed the other day when someone was coming on my left. I thought that they were, it was like someone chasing me.
Right.
I was like, ah, and just fell off my bike.
Right.
I was terrified. And
exactly.
He was like, sorry. I was like, I startle easily. Although he's the only guy that ever scared me when I was on my bike.
Well, there should be an article about that. These old men that yell, left.
Yeah. Like, Jesus. It's pretty intense.
It's intense, right?
It can be, yeah.
Yeah, so... Yeah. Anyway, this is so. But you mentioned New World. Have you been there? The New World Bread.
Old World. Yeah.
Old World Bread.
Yes. Yes. It's really good.
So good.
They have this rosemary lemon Asiago scone that is so good, and my daughter actually said it tastes lovely.
Oh,
and that's from a 4-year-old, so that's huge.
It creates maturity
at the time. So, oh, yeah.
It creates maturity.
Right. Bing. They're fancy over the young. Yes. Like pinky up.
Yeah. Pinky up all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. So I looked at, I mean, so what do you guys like to go out to dinner? You guys like to shine a little light on different restaurants, different types of food, different wine.
I would say we're foodies.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So what do you think? What is your favorite? Besides, obviously, we're on the East Coast, so automatically it's crab cakes and lobster rolls. But what else do you
We've
like?
We've not even really explored those too much, I feel like.
Yeah.
Like. I mean, I think Mason's lobster rolls is amazing, but I've not even had them, I think, since moving here. We used to get them when we would visit, but now that they're available, I don't see myself there as much. But I think that they are the best lobster rolls.
Sushi, yeah, I think, too, it's like this area has so much to offer that people don't know about. And so you think, sushi, let me go to this place that's just the sushi place. But then you discover Striper Bites, and they actually have, I think,
everything. Yeah.
The best sushi in the area.
Striper Bites.
Absolutely.
It's so good.
It's so fresh.
In Lewis?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They only have a few sushi rolls, but they are very good.
Very good.
And then they have an assorted menu. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's a great, that's what's fun about doing podcasts like this, because I'm not sure everybody would know that.
Right.
And maybe I'm not sure everybody should know that, right?
Right.
Because what are we creating? We don't want trouble.
Usually it's not too hard to get into, but I don't know.
Ever since you betches were on that podcast, no one can get a freaking sushi roll of freaking Striper Bites.
A friend of mine and my husband and I called over the weekend, two different weekends, and they're like, sorry, we're not doing takeout. We cannot do it. And my friend was like, can we call back? And they were like, please don't.
Don't call.
We're not doing takeout on the weekends anymore. Because I guess they've just gotten
so
maybe
busy.
On season. Maybe it'll change off season. But
yeah.
Well, and I feel like there's a real trend of people to get takeout.
Especially still with all the stuff going on.
There's a good friend of mine, and he is a perfectly healthy gentleman, and he still goes and gets his groceries picked up at the the parks there, and they bring them out to him. I'm like, bro.
I can't do the grocery online.
I get worried with the produce. Because I'm are they going to pick me the right strawberries?
Right. Are they going to be red enough?
Well, and the other thing is, I still want to participate in life, right?
Right.
I mean, I'm not 90.
Right.
I still want to, I'm imagining or I'm assuming that's for people that are can't come in.
Right.
Or struggle.
I have a friend that literally has every grocery app on her phone.
Yeah.
I just order. I'm like, how do you even know what you want?
Right.
Yeah. I need to browse the aisles. And then I go home with stuff that I've had in my cabinet for 2 years.
Right.
Cool. Way to go, Devin.
Well, avocados are a great example because, I'll get a rock hard avocado, kind of a medium avocado, and then maybe one that I can use. It's through
exactly.
the week.
Yeah.
Yep.
They're not going to do that.
Keep them in the fridge. They will.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Good point. Oh my God, I love avocados.
Me too.
So what do we want to talk about? Restaurants, favorite things to do. I mean, you live here. I had another couple that there were a couple. I'm not saying you guys are a couple, but another couple. But
kind of
like
a couple.
I know, right? We took
a couple of betches, right?
That's right.
Hey-o.
Exactly.
But they did a lot of dining and stuff, and they had an Instagram, and they were on the podcast, and they were a lot of fun. But you guys seem to cover a little bit more than just eating out.
Right. So our plan is to even get into, we don't want to make it very child-based. We want it to be all across the board. So, things like adults can do out. There's that tiki boats in, Dewey, I think it is, or whatever. So we want to eventually get to that. We could put, Shall We Bounce for the kids. Just all the different things. We're, slowly building up to all the things that we want to do, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, and I think I've lived here since 94. There was a time, really, you were pretty limited to Rehoboth. Right. Like if you came, if I was going to go out, I guess we're going to Rehoboth. We're starting to see expansion of, infrastructure And right. infrastructure just does not mean a seventh and eighth lane on Route 1.
Right.
Which I think everybody would like. Infrastructure is restaurants expanding, giving us other things to do other than going all into Rehoboth, which, you know, eventually had to happen. So we're starting to see a lot of great restaurants pop up.
Oh, mm-hmm. yeah.
And so Milford, right? Millsboro, Milton.
All the M's.
All yes. the M's are nailing it with restaurants. Favorite restaurant in Milton? Ooh.
So I really haven't branched out to Milton much, but like people don't realize coming down here that this is a culinary destination for the most part. They have like some people have no idea. Like you say, when I was moving to Delaware, people were like, "What?" I'm like, "You have no idea. There's some really great restaurants out there, and like people have no idea."
I would just say, "Never mind."
yeah.
Somebody told somebody because we got a lot of folks coming to our area, which is great. You know, welcome. But yeah, it is. I find if people have no clue, I just say, "Yeah." It's best you just don't have a clue.
My brother lives in England, and his wife is from there. And she came to visit us when we moved here. And she's walking around Lewis, and I can see this look on her face. She's from England.
Across the pond.
Across the pond. And she's looking around, and I was like, "What's up?" She's like, "I can't believe this is Delaware."
Exactly.
I feel like I'm up in Cape Cod or something like that. Like, I think this area has so much to offer that people don't really know about. And
Absolutely. So
with our page, I feel like we try to build, like, show people the experiences you can have. Like, it's not just go to the beach, go out to dinner, go to sleep. Like, you can really make a whole night, a whole day, whether you have kids, not kids, you're doing a bachelorette party or a bachelor party. This area has so much to offer, and there's so many nuances, I think, that people don't know about.
Well, and we transition through the year, too. You know, and we're kind of in a weird time now. Things have obviously changed, you know, inflation and all the stuff that's going on. We'll see what winter's like. But, you know, I always say this time of year is not really for, if you live here, it's not for you. My buddy Matt used to say, you know, eating at restaurants in the summer aren't for you this time of year. It's for the people visiting.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you, of course, can still go. There's no special card or something, but you can still. But, you know, the winter or the fall is really where a lot of the restaurants
start
doing.
That's when we like to go to Rehoboth
to eat. Yeah, exactly.
That's right now, start. We're not leaving Lewis.
Luton.
Yes, we have to try more. I have to try more Milton. I don't know if you've.
I've been to the Mexican restaurant. What is it called?
Oh, Taco Rio.
No, the one right on the water there.
Yeah, Tequila Rio. Yeah, I tried that last weekend.
It's good.
I like agave.
Only positive.
Better.
Only positive. Only positive. We're here to promote. Yeah. Well, I call that long arm Mexican food, right? Because he comes out.
It's authentic.
It's all on the long arm.
It's also very authentic.
Yeah. It's.
Yeah.
Listen,
margaritas.
You're not going to have the same sort of food at one of these places as you were as like mariachis or something that has maybe a little bit more,
which I haven't had yet. I've heard really
that place
great
is great.
About
we just
it.
Went there a couple weeks ago.
Mariachis is good.
Sit upstairs. That's what I've heard. It's really cool.
Yeah,
if you can
look at the people.
Yeah,
the commoners.
Look down on the people.
Oh, look at the people. Mariachis is good, you know, and many transitions. Obviously, you know, I grew up in Albuquerque, New Mexico. So grew up on, you know, Mexican food. I love Southwestern style food. Moved out to San Diego, more of my favorite kind of food, Mexican food. And then to Delaware, and there's zero Mexican food. And I used to say back when I first moved here, we should open a taco shop or something like that. But we're starting to see more things like a mariachis that's just down on the boardwalk.
Have you tried that taco shop on the way into Rehoboth?
Taco Rio?
There's like Taco To Go.
Oh, I saw it.
Yeah,
on the
it's
left.
Good.
I've never tried it, but I want it. Yeah, I really want it.
Oh,
it's like
those guys are killing
taco
it.
Taco Stop or something like that.
Stop and Go Taco.
Yeah, that looks really cool.
It's excellent.
I'm very, I'll have to get there.
Good
I can
people.
Get down with that.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, have you had Taco Rio?
I have.
Taco Rio is excellent too.
I like the vibe too. It's really cool.
Yeah, the vibe's cool. Billy, he's been on the podcast. He's a great guy. Him and I were going to do a whole taco podcast, and then life got busy. So
yeah, we got there the first weekend, and that was like packed. We just did the drive through, but
yeah, they have great food, and I love, you know, I like how they make everything fresh
for sure,
which is very cool.
Yeah. I want to try. They have like nachos on Tuesdays, right? Or at least they did. I saw on their Instagram. I don't know if they still do.
Yeah, are they called Nacho Regular Tuesday?
Yeah.
Tuesday Nachos or something?
Yeah, Nacho Regular Tuesday or something. I think you
Devin
had
loves a nacho.
I am obsessed with nachos. So.
Have you had the... I heard that... what's the place? Agave. I think you can get nachos for two for like $115.
Their nachos are amazing at Agave, I have to say.
And they'll finance it interest free, I think. Yeah. Two payments or something. But yeah, so they
20% off in the winter.
Yeah. Half off. Yeah. 50. Sweet. But yeah, we're starting to see an influx of different types of nationalities of food, Mexican. Yeah. Have you been to my favorite restaurant? And it's only because I was doing a lot of restaurants. As I've gotten older with kids, broke, right? Yeah. So we're not eating out as much. But one of my favorite restaurants was the Chinese restaurant across from Saltaire. What's it called?
Oh, Confucius or something, right?
Yeah, it's bad that I can remember the name and it's my favorite restaurant.
I've heard great things.
It is amazing. And what I love about that restaurant is it's a husband and wife that own it.
Oh, awesome.
And they, you know, it's like McDonald's.
And it's little, right? It's like a cute little place.
Yeah, it's a little house.
Yeah.
But he runs the back and she runs the front.
That's great.
And they do an amazing job and the food is super fresh. So, but, you know, Chinese food, Mexican food, we're seeing Indian food, Raz. Yeah. Have you been to Raz?
We had drinks there. Yeah. It smelled really good.
Yeah, Chef Gigi, he was just on the podcast. He was...
Well, we saw him come behind the bar for a second, and I was like, oh, he was on the podcast. Yeah. I saw the picture.
Yeah.
I was like, should we say something? Felicia's like, he looks busy. Like, okay.
Listen, if you see anybody that's been on this podcast, say something. I think but he is a great guy, and you know, you're sort of kind of trying to infiltrate something that's sort of been in place for many years, which is the crab cakes.
Yeah.
Fish and chips, you know, so it's nice to see because early on, you know, you can only eat so many of those things.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And you need some variety. So I appreciate it. And it's great that folks like you that are out there putting a little sunshine on them.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. The bartender there was really nice,
yeah,
too.
He was
Curtis,
great.
I think his name was. Yeah, he was really awesome. Nice.
It's important to shine a little light on people like that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Especially because you can go, you know, if you go to a restaurant like that and you maybe sit at the bar first and then get seated, you know, there's transitions through your visit.
Right.
You know,
I love it.
Sometimes it's you'll have a weird spot in there. You're like, oh, she was weird or he was odd. So when you go to a place like that and the bartender really stands out as something that's really makes the experience a lot better. It's great to get, even though he's not the guy cooking the food, but he's still part of the
experience. And that's what we like to even talk about when we post about like the restaurants we're at and the food. We like to also speak to the experience that we had and the people that we met.
Yeah. So how long have you guys been doing the Instagram page?
Not too long.
Not long at all.
Maybe half a year.
I don't even think that long.
Yeah.
Well, I think we're still trying to figure out what we're doing with Instagram.
Right.
I agree.
I thought it was just for posting cool pictures, but apparently
not anymore.
There is a purpose.
No, apparently you have to like use reels for people to find you and there's just.
Yeah, it is. It's. As a
we're
person
just doing it for fun.
As I've gotten older, I'm like, I can't. I just don't have the energy to figure out this stuff. It's a challenge. But I have seen, like, my ex-brother-in-law, he's doing a cool, I'm trying to get him on the podcast, but he's doing a men's style Instagram, like with watches and haircuts.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
And I think it's Hunter Bryan 87. I'll have to look it up. But he's trying to build a little brand. And I'm like, come on the podcast. You know, if we can help... shine a little light on the brand, then we will. But this is what we're seeing people doing. They're almost like these one little page businesses.
Yeah,
absolutely. Jinx.
Betches, man.
That's so funny. So we are in the summer. What's your favorite part of the summer here in Rehoboth or Luton or Milton or wherever we are? Beaches? Excuse me. Beaches? Do you guys like the beach?
We do. Oh, we like drive on.
My favorite thing has definitely, hands down, been catching the sunset on Lewis Beach.
Ooh.
So we'll just grab some Kickin' Chicken, which is top notch.
Kickin' Chicken's amazing.
My daughter loves it, so it's an easy pick.
Great wings in Dewey.
Yeah.
Are they still there?
I don't... We've been going to the one... I don't know.
Because, man, we used to go to Rudder and stumble over to get some wings.
I think realize they had it in Dewey, too.
They used to be across from... I think it was Bottle and Cork, Starboard. I don't know. Right, you know, you walk out of the Rudder.
What's it called? It's
Kickin' Chicken.
Oh, it's Kickin' Chicken.
Oh, that would actually might have been Wings to Go.
Yeah, I think it might be Wings to Go.
But I feel like he was the same guy that owned Kickin' Chicken. Yeah.
Yeah. Kickin' Chicken's great. But we just pack a dinner, grab our chairs, catch the sunset. Lewis has some of the best sunsets from the beach.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Have you seen the sunrises?
I have not.
I have once, actually, when we were in the rental. My daughter decided it was one morning she was getting up way too early. And I was like, hey, We're at a rental literally across the street from the beach. We were moving into our house in like a week. And I was like, let's get over to the beach. Let's check out the sunset. And it was amazing. It was just me, her, and the dog. And it was sick.
There's something cool with a nice cup of coffee.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I did not have my coffee yet. But but it was very cool. I'm not a morning person. Yeah. I was like, sort of pajamas.
Maybe you're not a morning person because you don't drink coffee.
I usually wait till like 10 or later for my coffee. Today I had it a little earlier because I figured I had to have it before the podcast. But
yeah. If you can, I tell you, the beach, the sunrise in the morning is amazing.
Oh, it was so good.
Like I said, I rode my e-bike down. I got up at 5, I don't know, 30, rode down. The sun had already risen, but it was just this great.
Where'd your favorite place to see the sunrise?
Rehoboth. Yeah, because I'm doing my reels.
Yeah, that's right. My little videos
going. I want to be hashtags. I want to be unique. I don't do any hashtags. But my friend Ashley, she owns visitrehoboth.com, and she's like, awesome. Can you do some more of those, but make them vertical? Because I can share them if you make them vertical. Because I like doing my videos in horizontal.
Yeah, you get more.
Yeah, you get more. And it just tells you I'm old school. But she's like, can you do them vertical so I can share them and steal them from you? I go, sure. So I did some videos for her. Well, I did some videos. Hopefully she'll take them. But, you know, just promoting the town. And
Yeah,
absolutely.
All the people walking. And honestly, this is the only time of year. Well, I guess you can't year round, but from, I think, sunrise till 10, you can ride a bike on the boardwalk.
Oh.
In the summer.
Great.
Don't quote me on that. I know you can ride a bike at sunrise. Yeah. I'm not sure when the cutoff is because I think you walk dogs and stuff on the boardwalk in the mornings as well. So it's just really cool. And there's a lot of people walking and beautiful.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely.
So we've discussed. So do you have any other favorite restaurants? Like if someone was
Harbor,
coming in.
Harbor, Heirloom.
So,
those are Lewis favorites at least.
Matt Kern. He was the chef at Heirloom, I think. And now he's opened Coastal One. In Bethany?
I've heard that. I have. Actually, somebody was telling me about that recently.
It's supposed to be awesome. And he was on the podcast. He's a great guy. James Beard nominee.
I heard that too.
It's a thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Apparently it's amazing. Yeah.
So if anybody's out there and want to go check out, he's in, I want to say.
I think you're right. I think
is it Bethany
Coastal
or Fenwick? He might be in the beginning of Fenwick.
I'm not sure.
I think he's in Fenwick. I don't think he's in Bethany because there's no. I think he's right along on the highway. So, but yeah, go check him out. But you know, when you mentioned Heirloom, I think the owner of Heirloom,
Megan,
we were trying to get her on the podcast. Hopefully that'll happen. Maybe when it slows down a little bit.
Yeah.
She's currently pregnant, about to pop like any day. So maybe. A little bit after having the baby. She's a very, very busy
pre-pop podcast.
Yeah.
Hey, man. I got kids.
She's awesome, though. She actually has everything to do with their amazing cocktails. She makes sure they're all, like, curated correctly, I guess. I don't know. Those cocktails at Heirloom are amazing. I think that they're the best cocktails in Lewis.
And they
by
are
far.
Consistent. Oops, sorry.
That's right.
I get excited.
It's fine.
But they are consistent.
Yeah, Andy. We just ate there like 2 weeks ago, the four of us and our husbands.
It was delicious.
Yeah. It was really good, but I had four cocktails at dinner because I had to try. Uh-oh. I knew I liked the Dirty Martini. That's like a classic go-to there.
Oh, the best in the area.
Yep, and then there were three new ones, and she changes them all the time. So I'm like, I have to try them.
Yes.
She was like, this one's good, this one's good. I was like, oh my God.
Do you remember dinner?
Dinner was amazing. I remember dinner. The fourth cocktail, on the other hand, I remember it was good, but like flavor-wise, I don't remember.
I've been seeing this thing. I don't know where it is, on YouTube or somewhere, but they're showing, there's like this whole campaign. It shows a person that's like, hey, my name's so-and-so, and this is my first drink. And then they show this other, and then he goes, hey, my name is so-and-so, and this is my last drink of the night. And this real change. And have you seen that?
No. I only see the ones where they're like, and I've made them myself too, where they're like, hey, and they cheers. It's like, hey, hey. And like every cocktail, you cheers to it. And
I thought it's funny because
it's crazy.
You see some people are like, I'll be on my first drink. And then by the end of the night, there's a bandana around their head. And they're like, yeah, let's go.
Yeah, I'll leave that one off my Instagram. That is for in-person only. Yeah.
I saw this TikTok and it was like some person at a wedding, like interviewing her friends. And they would say like, hi, I'm Felicia. And this is my first drink.
That's it.
And
then that's what they're talking about. Yeah.
Is she just sitting here?
I know. I'm like, that's the same thing. He just said the exact same thing.
Oh my God. I just saw this video.
I was thinking about those cocktails at Heirloom.
It was somewhere else.
So do you think daydreaming?
So do you know when you start doing Instagram and you start kind of like, you know, building a little bit of a brand, you start getting a little bit like, you know, we gotta do some work, you know, we gotta get out there and promote our Instagram. I mean, do you feel any pressure when it comes to that, or do you just have fun with it?
We try to have fun, like, first and foremost, because I think once you start letting that pressure get to you, then people viewing it can feel it, and it doesn't feel as authentic. And
but what about the people that are, like, waiting for your next post?
Well, we'll get there one day. Hopefully that's where we are today. But we're trying to implement, you know, some themes. So, like, recently, Tasty Tuesday, where every Tuesday we post a reel about a restaurant or somewhere we grabbed lunch.
That's the goal every Tuesday. It's not a definite. We're two Tuesdays in. Two for two.
You're on a roll. Now, where'd you buy the rolls? Where's the real question? Well, I know that, like, I'll post a reel or I guess they're reels. I don't know. What do they call them on Facebook? Clips?
I think they're reels as well.
Yeah, they're reels. So I'll post a reel, and then it, like, your reel got 100 views. Yeah. Like, oh, snap. Gotta make another reel.
Walking around the grocery store.
Yeah, it becomes an addiction.
Yeah, it becomes a little bit of an addiction. And, you know, people are like, well, just, you know, people just want to be unique. And I'm like, well, what's wrong with that? You know, why is your shirt different than mine? Because you want to be unique. So we're all striving for uniqueness. Mm-hmm. So stop hating, right?
Right, exactly.
But, you know, like my friend Ashley, I did her hair yesterday. She's like, I wish you'd do those in vertical. And I'm like, I told my wife, I go, I think I might have a job. I got to get up and post vertical reels.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh my God, now you have a purpose. I'm like, oh no. So it gets crazy.
It does.
Sounds like you have a lot of hobbies.
Not really. I need more hobbies.
Hair, podcast, reels.
Yeah.
Well, I think, you know, the podcast is, you know, really it's about promoting small business. So it's fun.
That's great.
But we want to see people succeed. And my buddy Matt, who passed away, I don't know if you knew Matt Haley, but he was he would always help anybody. You know, and he owned restaurants. He's the guy, him and Scott created Sodell.
Oh,
okay.
Matt's Fish Camp was named after Matt.
I love Matt's Fish Camp.
Oh, my God. It's the only place I've ever had yellow perch.
That lobster cob salad?
Oh, yeah.
I've never had
Holy
that.
Moly.
Well, listen, you have...
I always get the fried chicken. It's amazing. I can't branch out, and I always leave sickly full.
Yeah.
But I can't stop eating it. The gravy, you got to get extra gravy. And you're just, oh, my God. It's...
Awesome.
Gluttonous.
Yeah.
But
great
word. I can't stop eating it.
Well, and
I think, disgusting after, but it's so good.
And I think if you're like into like restaurants and eating out, you know, you have restaurants and then you have Sodell restaurants. And you know, usually a Sodell restaurant's going to be on point.
Absolutely.
And that's just a lot of the hard work that Matt and Scott both did and the team, many people in their team. But, you know, but the point was, is Matt was always available regardless, you know. And early when we started doing this podcast, I say me. You know, it was about cooperation over competition. And that was really about his, he felt like that. Like, regardless, like if another restaurant needed help, what was her name? Oh, my God, I forget. But I think she had Hobos down on Baltimore. And I think one year, like, they lost their electricity or something.
Oh, is that like they have towels and...
It's Gretchen Hansen's place.
It's on the one of the corners. Is that right?
Yeah,
like
this
the Turkish
was years.
Towels and stuff like that. Or
yeah,
something?
She's this restaurant's gone. But the point was,
oh,
is that
that's not what I was thinking. Of.
You know, you would think like if you own a restaurant, like I ain't helping any other restaurants, right? Because that's the competition. But Matt's philosophy was always like, we help anybody. There is no competition.
I love that.
It's cooperation over competition.
Yeah, cheer because, everyone on.
Yeah, in the end, you know, I remember opening my salon and I was like, okay, this is going to go sweet. It's going to be awesome. And then I remember somebody opening another salon down the street. I was like, oh. Oh, there goes my salon, right? That's it. And, you know, I think what you do is you send them flowers, you know, welcome.
Yeah.
You know, let's be friends,
stronger
right?
Stronger together, for
I wonder how many bad relationships just got off on the wrong foot.
Yeah.
Right.
Because there's no real reason why anybody shouldn't have a problem with being friends with anybody, right?
Oh, 1,000,000%. There's space for everyone.
Yeah. I forget who I was talking to, and I want to say it was, like, last weekend, but they were talking about how, like, all these different restaurants like Sodell and like Coastline Group just love to be their own competition. For instance, like Harvest Tide and Bethany is right next to Zuko. And then you've got like Thompson Island right next to Blue Coast. And they're just like being their own competition, which I'm like, I don't really see the problem. But
no. Yeah. Well, the food does the talking.
Right. It's all so
and
good.
And the bartender does the talking, right?
Right.
The person that meets you at the door does the talking.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we just built a new house and just moved into it. And
congratulations.
Thank you. And it's 99% awesome and 1% fucked up.
Right.
The warranty. We built our houses, too. Yeah. And yeah, warranty is...
All I focus on is the 1% fucked
right.
up. Right.
Right.
The 99% gem that we had built is amazing, but that 1%... And that's sort of in restaurants and any business, right?
Right. It's like nothing can be perfect.
It starts at the handle, mm-hmm. right? You grab that handle, it's loose. Like, I don't know what that was, but I just made a mental note. It's like it just starts from there.
Yeah.
And Sodell and all... And some of the big fish or fins and those groups, I forget all their names, but... You know, they do a good job from the door to the door, right?
Right, right.
And,
absolutely.
And it's a big deal. And
they make beautiful restaurants. It's just, it's great all, service. Again, the experience, you know, mm-hmm. it's all about it.
Well, I love how they turned the door at Blue or at Thompson Island. Like, it wasn't, like, I don't know what the story is, but there was some feng shui.
Oh, really?
You know, because if you notice, the doors turn to the left.
Huh.
I think it's to the left. Like, it's not facing the, the street. Oh. I don't know if it's the sun. I don't know what it is, but I'm sure there was some feng shui decision in that.
Actually, no. I'm like kind of picturing.
Yeah, it's like, yeah.
It's turned.
It is.
Yeah. Well, and we're starting, you know, you brought it up, the competition between Blue Coast and Thompson Island. I mean, I had Scott on the podcast and he said
they're totally different.
Right.
They're totally different, but the locations are checking more boxes, I think is a term that he said. You know, it's just checking more boxes to be out on the highway.
Right.
And yeah. You know, if
people are stopping on their way down to the beaches mm-hmm. or like stuck in the traffic, even just going over to Rehoboth, you have those locations and you can get stuck in that traffic and be like, hey, wait,
let's just pop in
look
there.
At those. Either pop in there or like, that's a beautiful looking restaurant. I'm going to head back there later after I check into my hotel.
Well, right. And if you're visiting, you don't know that Thompson Island and Blue Coast are owned by the same people.
Absolutely
right.
not.
Oh, no.
You just see two kick-ass restaurants right there.
Exactly. And they're beautiful. And exactly. They're
beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, and they've come. I mean, their food's always. And like I said, I think when they ate with Drexel, we went over to Matt's Fish Camp, and I was like, I'm going to get whatever's a specialist because it's going to be fresh. I know it's going to be awesome, and it was yellow perch. I'm like,
nice.
What is that?
I don't know. I'll take two. It was amazing. It was delicious, and I've never saw
it
again.
Is it a bird? A fish?
It's a fish, yellow perch.
Oh, okay.
It's like
a perch, like a bird. Yeah. I don't know. Never heard of it.
Unfortunately, it's like, kind of like a pond fish.
Oh.
Like at the golf course.
Interesting. Hey, but hey, they did it right, apparently. And that's all that matters.
Well, I think
it doesn't matter where you came from.
Yeah, and I think it's funny because I think we're always so focused on rockfish.
Yeah.
Flounder.
Salmon.
Yeah, that's what you got the rockfish at Airlift.
I did. It was great.
You were like, why did I get rockfish? I should have got the ravioli. I just got the rockfish because, you know, rockfish.
And between you and me, I hate rockfish.
So really? My one friend said
I don't
what
like
don't
it.
You like about
okay.
it?
I don't know. It's fish.
Texture?
I don't know. It's weird. You know, I went to a restaurant
it's
once.
Fish.
And it was like rockfish night.
It's a bottom feeder, isn't it?
No, it's actually a good
don't
fish.
Don't ruin
it's,
it for me.
No, striper's a good fish. It's a bass. It's a big bass. It's a good fish. I don't know. Maybe I personally don't like fish at all, but I will eat it. Yeah, like I'll eat salmon.
I like salmon. It's about the only fish I eat.
Yeah, I don't lay and think about fish, you know, but when I go to a restaurant, I'll be like, I'll try the fish tonight. And so I don't hate it. I think I bring in that from being like a little kid.
Yeah.
You know.
Don't make me eat that. Yeah, fish, like, get that off my plate.
I like fish sticks.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with a fish stick.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm still working through
it. Fry up anything.
I'm trying to expand my palate a little bit, but the perch was nice. I'm not a big fan of flounder. It's a little too delicate for me. Don't like tilapia.
I don't like tilapia either.
That's a bottom feeder. I know that.
Yes.
Well, and I think that's like the chicken of the fish, right?
Right.
I think it's like the Purdue of fish.
Yeah.
When all in doubt, tilapia it out.
Oh, yeah.
Can we make some merch with that?
Absolutely. You do whatever you want
to
do.
Felicia loves merch.
I love merch.
Oh, my God. No
this
matter
place
where.
Has so much great merch. Uh-oh.
So there's some merch up there for you guys. But don't leave without it. You guys can have
everywhere
a cup
go,
or a t-shirt. You can't
have
that
to.
Hat. I only have one hat left.
But that's okay. Oh, man. She would be getting that for Eric in a second.
The hat?
Oh, my God. Everywhere we go.
Hats.
Well, then you
Hundreds
can get if you'll wear the hat, take it.
I don't want to take the last hat. I can't be the last hat taker.
Take the hat.
I can't.
This is like
I
a
can't do it.
Episode.
We go to like
take
agave.
The
first time we went to agave, she bought like a shirt, a hat. She just like everywhere we go, Big Oyster. Let me see what kind of merch they have.
Well, I love all these places.
Yeah,
it's, and yeah. Great merch. I mean, it's great. She's very supportive.
Surf Bagel.
Oh, I love Surf Bagel.
They got great merch.
They do have great merch. I agree.
My daughter always says, can you believe Surf Bagel has a store inside of it? I mean, kind of.
Well, I just saw that Surf Bagel's, I think, trying to get their liquor license.
No way.
Yeah, so you can have bagels.
There you go. It's Sodell again.
Yep, bam.
Sodell knows what better. They're doing.
Well, they know where no money in bagels. There's money in beers.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I have never seen people drink as much as they do down here.
Yeah.
Like, it's like insane. My neighbor's daughters were like, the people in this neighborhood drink alcohol like it's water. I'm like, it's a Delaware Beach thing. I don't understand it.
No, you're right.
Dangerous.
I'm sober. I actually got sober.
Awesome.
Because I moved here in
94. Yes, that's great.
Thank you. But I moved here in 94 and got my drink on.
Oh, yeah.
It's insane. It's hard not to. I'm telling you, like, no matter where, like, people, you go to the pool. And, like, I guess it's, I think in the beginning, for me, it was hard to differentiate, like, between this is not vacation. This
right.
is now
Absolutely.
Where you live.
Absolutely.
Like, you cannot drink every day.
Right.
Like, you need to sit back. Like, pretend you're in Westchester in a pretty area, because I'm from Westchester, Pennsylvania. Right. But, like, I didn't drink all the time there. I rarely even drank, actually. Right. Once I had a child, I, like, barely drank. And then I came down here and I was like, ooh, there's so many different things that were also in Westchester.
Yeah, exactly.
It was not such a pretty area. So,
well, it's, you know, there is it's a lifestyle. And
absolutely.
I think that does happen. I think people spend a lot of time down here on the weekends and they get to party on and then they eventually move down here and then they just turn on the party forever. And
you forget it's real life.
Yeah, right. You forget it's real life. And, I definitely had to get sober. I was definitely
that's awesome. Congratulations.
Too many things. Yeah, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that's an awesome.
I thing. Always say congratulations to you because I was a drunk driver.
Oh.
Yeah. So I was, you know, luckily I never hurt anybody, but that was my fear. I was afraid I was going to hurt somebody. So
or yourself, right?
Yeah, and I also got in a fight and some other stuff. So it was a bad day.
Learning experience. I am a firm believer that you need to make mistakes to learn from
that's
them
1,000,000%.
Because I've always made the mistakes. And then had to learn from them.
Yeah.
People can tell me a million times not to do it.
Complete ego devastation, humiliation. That's where you become available, right?
Right?
It's like, okay, maybe I'll think about it. You know, after you pull your car off a tree or something, you're like, oh my God.
Yep.
Yeah. Hey, if anybody's out there struggling, you can always reach out. I'm here for anybody that struggles. But yeah, so the restaurants have been great. So beaches, do you guys like, I mean, you love the beach.
Yeah. We do, for we sure. Do. Yeah, we like the drive on beaches. And we love Lewis Beach. Even Felicia had her daughter's birthday party on Saturday through Quest.
Yeah.
Oh,
over
Matt
at Lewis
Carter.
Beach. Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
It was great.
Awesome.
They were great.
Yeah.
Excellent.
He provides. He is so perfect for that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, I've known Matt many years. I mean, he had a gym, and this is what he does right now. That is just Matt Carter.
His
guys
were great.
Yeah.
Like, so nice. So
runs a great team.
There's so much I want to do through them. Like, I want to do that. What's that big thing that floats?
The mat.
I want to do the mat in the water. I want to do their paddle boards.
Yeah.
I want to do their kayaks. And they're great prices because I stopped by the booth the one day asking about the kayak and then it fell through because my daughter decided she didn't want to do it anymore. But
are they still doing the bonfires?
Yeah,
that's what we did. Yeah,
that's what we did.
The bonfires.
They had it all
sounds
covered.
Awesome.
And games, they're the originals.
Tables. Yeah.
Yeah. They're the original people, I believe, to do the bonfires on the beach that got the license first, right? That's what I believe.
Don't know. Is there only one license given?
No, I mean, now there's other...
Like Beach Bashin, I think.
Right, they can
She's
do
great.
Them.
She's amazing. We did a picnic on the beach through her for our wedding anniversary. Wonderful.
Well, and I'm not sure people realize, you know, we got like 3 days or 3 parts of the day on the beach. You got your morning, you obviously got your midday, and then you got the end of the day. And a lot of people go in the morning or midday.
I always like the afternoon.
Yeah.
Yeah, the afternoon, the evening. There's nothing cooler than being on the beach as the sun's going down.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The water's definitely
warmer. And you don't have
warmer.
To wait. These people literally get up at like 6 a.m., pack up their stuff, and sit in line at drive-on to get in.
Yeah.
And then they close it up. And it's like, I'll go when they're taking their kids home for nap and lunch.
Right.
Right.
See you later. Like,
well, especially this time of the year. I mean, if you're a person that likes to get a little sunshine, you know, a little color.
Right.
Know, tone it down a bit. Tone down that brightness. This time of the year, you should have a nice base color. So you don't need to go lay out. I mean, if you can go in the afternoon and late evening or early evening, it's some of the best time of year. And honestly, the water is warmer because the sun isn't as hot.
Yeah.
Right.
In September, it's usually really warm, which is nice.
I love September.
Same.
Southside? Been down Southside?
No.
What's Southside?
Southside.
The
south
side?
Oh, yeah, south side.
What is it?
What is it?
You know, it's the south side of the inlet. You know where the cantina is?
Oh, I've been to the cantina.
So that's an amazing beach.
Wait, Big Chill?
Yes. Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
But that's an amazing beach.
You haven't gone yet,
no,
right?
No, we need to go.
Yeah.
So the inlet is right there. So you have Northside, mm-hmm. right? If you're a surfer, that's where a lot of the surfers
go. Oh, yeah, I've seen that. That's really cool.
Very cool. All surfing folks. And then you have Southside. And Southside, it's weird. Something happens with that inlet. I don't know if the water comes in and then goes out with the tide and then goes left facing the ocean. Because it seems like everything north of it is more kind of brown. The water is not as clear. Oh, but then when you get on South Side, it's like blue.
No.
Oh, way. Really?
And clear.
Oh, we have to go.
So we have to go way further when we want to see the blue water.
Yes. It's oh, my God. South Side is just the best. Unfortunately, get there early or go there late because it gets packed. And
oh,
it's,
yeah, we'll
you know, one in,
that.
One
I
out.
I have to do that.
That's an amazing beach. We like the Tower Beach. Mm-hmm. It's got, you know, bathrooms and stuff. If you're not driving on, we did many years of driving on, and now I'm sort of over it.
Yeah.
It is a lot of work sometimes.
Yes. It's a lot of work. And then
the tires.
Oh, my God. It takes Mike's tires forever to deflate.
Oh, the tires.
It's the worst.
And then so you said, well, I'll just leave them down. Like, bouncing down route one.
Screw it.
There's a great guy on YouTube. I think it's called My Van Life. Have you seen him?
No.
He has a great channel. Check him out. But he has this whole system. He has this Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van that he kind of redid and you know, he can live in it. I mean, cool. Awesome van. But he has a whole system. He takes it out, plugs it up to I think he has an air compressor built in the front of the car, and all of the connectors are all hooked to one hose. So he deflates everything at the same time.
Huh. Whoa.
Or he inflates everything at the same time. They
that's
all
amazing.
Inflate.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so that's you need some system like that because the end of the day, what do you want to do? Blow up tires?
You're waiting in line to refill the tires and stuff.
Yeah.
I actually
the kids
had to
in
use
the back
my daughter's
screaming.
Potty one time because I had to go. We were with you earlier that day. It was terrible. I had to use it in the truck while
too
he was filling
beverages.
The tires. I mean, I think I only had like two, but those dogfish had canned cocktails, man.
If you had four, you'd have just peed right next to the truck. So at least you had consideration to use the potty.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Well, like I said, back in the day, there was one air pump.
Yeah.
At least they've added a few air pumps.
Yeah.
Now.
Oh my God. Mike usually drives pretty far to an air pump. He's like, I can't. The lines are too long when you first get off.
Yeah, it's really. It's. Someone was saying. I remember I had a Envoy, GMC Envoy, and it came with this air compressor. I'm like, there it is. I'm pumping up my tires with my own air compressor. That thing was designed for one thing: blowing up beach balls. That was it.
Oh my God.
No pressure, no strain. It's like, just turn off. I'm like, well, that's a piece of crap. But you need some serious air system in your vehicle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
totally.
But, you know, so you guys are obviously still loving the drive on. I've sort of passed that. Now we enjoy.
Well, it's new to us. We didn't have it last year.
Yeah.
So
no, I get it.
This is our first year with it. And the first time we went, it was like, what? The beginning of spring or something,
yeah,
and
we were
all
so excited.
Froze.
It was so cold.
Our kids are crying, and we're just like, just wait it out, it out. We've got our hoagies, like we're trying to eat, just chill. Yeah. And meanwhile, we have every towel over us, and we're just freezing.
Well, it's funny because you get out there, right? You set up, and then you sit down. And you're like, okay, this is it. This is what we're doing right now.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. You forget how windy it is there too. Yeah. Like,
oh, absolutely.
Well,
you have to like take it 10 degrees down, like think of it that way, I guess.
Yeah.
I feel like.
And then if you have a bad fly day,
oh yeah,
kiss
that's
it goodbye.
Game over.
Pack it up. Let's roll.
Yeah.
Those flies are vicious.
Oh my God.
I'm like, why did
the
flies on the beach,
killing me.
The same little black flies down on the beach get teeth, where the ones that are inland don't have any teeth? What? Is there something?
It's
same
so weird.
Same orthodontist I took my son to this morning. It's crazy. Well, we love Tower Beach. You know, obviously, if you're a person that likes using the restroom or having some of those amenities, there's only a few. I know there's some down in the state park and down in Lewis that also have them. But some of my favorite beaches, I don't really get down to Fenwick, but people say, well, what other beaches? I said, just ride down the beach.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, we did Eating Rehoboth last Sunday, which was awesome. But one of the couples said that they, I guess, left so late that they drove on at Cape Henlopen. Over like by the ferry, drove on and drove down to Rehoboth on the beach to get there because it was faster than going Route 1.
Oh, yeah.
I'm dying to do that sometime.
That would be great.
Well, it depends. They sometimes block off part of the beach because they have the piping plovers.
Oh, so they could have got screwed.
Yeah.
Oh. They could have like all of a sudden been like,
no one's out here. Piping plovers. They're smashing the piping plovers.
Oh, no.
Now the beach is not easy on your vehicle.
No,
it will give it a beating. But
yeah,
so yeah, beaches are great. Do you ever do any like down in Slaughter Beach? Have you ever done any of the baby wave beaches?
And Broadkill Beach, haven't checked that out
Broadkill,
yet.
Broadkill, the little beach in Lewis.
Is there like a town down there?
We went to Broadkill, and it's
there's a store.
There's like a little store. Yeah, it is. It's like a little shop maybe, and I guess there's you can get snacks and stuff at it, but. We went like before our Christmas photo, so probably like last November, so it was closed.
Gotcha. Yeah, I don't
know.
There's
nothing really to see, though.
I haven't been. I don't know what the problem is. There clearly is some problem. I don't know what it is because nobody is going down there, and it's a perfectly.
I heard it's going to eventually get built up, like because people want to live at the beach, and now it's getting like too crowded down in like Lewis and Rehoboth that they're going to start. People should start buying in Broadkill now because it's. Could it bump up? I don't know. You never know. It could
probably
just
be a real estate agent.
Rumor.
You better start buying in Milford. Things are going to get big. We got big things coming here.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I'm buying in Milford.
We take our girls to gymnastics there because there's no gymnastics out here.
Yeah.
Well, and it's more like reality in Milford. You know?
Yeah. It's not so beachy. Yeah, it's more like living up in Westchester.
Right. It's like you're not paying $7 for lemonade in Milford.
Right.
So it's, you know, it's nice because sometimes we get a little lost here, which is fine. I mean, we are living at Disneyland minus the mouse and castle.
Right.
It feels like it sometimes.
Yeah.
It does. It absolutely
It's like
does.
A constant vacation, but you need to remember to tone it down.
Yeah.
I always tell my husband still real life for some of us.
Yeah.
Did you guys go to the fair?
No.
No, I thought about it, but...
It's hard to leave this place.
Someone posted on Facebook and they were like, taking my child to the fair was super fun, said no parent ever. Right.
Exactly.
Like, it's just like, cause it's like super crowded. It's
hot.
It's just everything.
Expensive.
But then I saw my daughter's old soccer coach and he said, I guess he got there right when the doors opened and they had a great time. But he also doesn't let them go on rides. So
he had a great time or they had a great time?
He's like, we let them know prior, you know, they fold up the rides and things like that. So let's not go on them, but we'll do all the other things.
Safety thing?
He implanted a lot of fear.
Yeah.
his parents will never let their kids go on rides.
Right.
Stop it.
It's a vicious cycle.
Well, you remember, I don't know if you guys were here then, but I think it was last year. They put up a little, like a little carnival at the outlets.
Did they?
Oh, you know what? We went.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went. It's just, a little pop-up carnival.
$75. Like, what the? My daughter's like, please, Daddy, I want a llama.
Yeah, well, they get to ride all the rides as many times as they want.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Are they doing that again? When was that?
It's
probably.
Like, it was a pop-up. Was it last summer or the summer before? I forget.
It may have been the summer before.
I don't know.
I'm not sure, but it was definitely not that long ago.
Yeah.
I know masks.
It could have been last summer. I don't know.
Everything is like, were there masks involved?
You know what? Right. It was probably last summer. There were definitely, I remember I was like in line for something and I'm like, this person is getting really close to me.
Isn't that funny?
Oh my God. All I want to do is try a Dole Whip. All I want to try is a Dole Whip and this person is up my butt. Them and their group of people. I'm by myself. Like, why are there so many of you and there's one of me? Like, back it up.
Right.
How do we come out of that? Because I know how you feel. It's, you know, a year, we just went through this. There were some people we know that got COVID, and they wanted to send their kids over because they couldn't be having COVID and taking care of the kids. And I was like, to our house? Because if this was a year ago, we'd have never done that.
Oh, right. Right.
We'd have prosecuted them, right?
Oh, right. Yeah.
And so, you know, it's kind of rewinding some of that kind of fear and anxiety that...
Yeah, the world, we were talking about on the way here. It's just so weird. Like, my daughter had an ear infection. She was off all last week, just like seemed off. And then finally on Friday morning, I realized she had an ear infection, got her to the doctors and all that stuff. But it's like, you know, they get on the antibiotic and then they start draining. So she's coughing. People are looking. I'm like, do they all think she has COVID? She's had all the tests. The doctor, we went to the doctor. They don't let you leave without them. Like, I promise you.
And like we need to walk around with signs.
Yeah, it's like the world is so awkward.
Yeah, it's so awkward. Well, but we can't. I talked about this with another person that came on the podcast. It's like we can't fix it like as a group. We have to just individually sort of one at a time, one relationship,
like,
one
conversation. When will it turn into what the flu is like? You know, like eventually, at one point, the flu is what we were dealing with COVID.
Right.
It was masks and all those things. But now people like don't really care. You obviously don't want to get the flu, but like... Not everyone's freaking out about it. So when can we get there?
Well, back in the day, you could go to work with the flu. right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just give me some space. You know, like, you know, I do different things, and where maybe handshakes and people be like, hey, you know, I'm fighting something.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
And, you know, and you'd be like, no way, no problem, bro. No judgment.
Yeah.
But now it's like, you know, don't even come into the state.
Yeah, one little sneeze.
Yeah. Well, and I think we're going to start seeing it kind of come back. The cool thing is, and I didn't realize this, so the person that got COVID, we went and picked a prescription up for them. There is now a pill that you can take for COVID.
Paxlovid or something like that. Yeah.
And he took it, and he's like, I already feel better.
So that's it's like a hit or miss, though, with that. Like, apparently, Biden got that medication, and then he got better, and then he tested negative again. So with a certain amount
positive
of
again.
Or yeah, positive. Yeah, sorry. Positive again. Yeah, yeah. So apparently, like, and it happens for a few people, not every person, but, like, it goes away and then it comes back. It's like a rebound, I guess they say.
Yeah.
So can and cannot happen. It just depends on the person. But yeah, so it's helpful, but it can also rebound. So. Right.
Well, it was weird when it all started. Mm-hmm. I mean, my gosh. I'll never forget it. It was like, oh shit. I remember going to the grocery store.
We'll only be locked up for 2 weeks, guys. Don't worry.
Yeah, I said, I'll do this for a week. Me and my buddy Carlos were laughing. We're like, we can do this for a couple weeks. It's no big deal.
It was nice at first.
Well, I mean, I think, it was weird. I remember going to the grocery store the first time and there was missing things. And
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
This is weird. Yeah. Did you find anything positive out of it? Did you?
Yeah. I was just going to say that. Like,
I personally, besides obviously anybody passing away.
I thought
it was really almost necessary.
I agree. Like everyone slowed down.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, life goes so fast. And so like.
Right.
We were having virtual like meetups with friends from college I haven't talked to in years. Because we were so busy and we're going on about our lives. And I wouldn't live here if it wasn't for COVID because now I get to work from home. And so it feels weird to say that there's positives coming out of
it. Yeah.
But I think it's opened our eyes in some ways to really like. Focus on what's important in life.
And even with our girls, they were like 2 and 3, you know? So we were getting like that more time with like that.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, I was a stay-at-home mom, but like my husband was home more and able to see more. And like for Felicia, she got to see more of Nat's life
absolutely.
And stuff like that.
I would have missed, I realized like what I would have missed if she was at daycare for 9 hours a day and I'm on the highway fighting traffic. And I got to witness so much of her growth.
Well, and I also think we also lived in such this almost like this umbrella of fear over us all the time. Before even the COVID, it was like, am I going to make it? Am I going to have enough money? Am I going to be able to survive?
Oh, yeah,
and
right. I remember
we sort of went through this period and we're like, hey, I made it, right? Like,
right.
I'm not going to burst into flames. And you know, I think it made us all take a look. You know, inflation right now, and I don't know anything about anything, but, you know, I know that a lot of businesses, you know, my son, if you have kids, you know, at one point they were making about $7 an hour and now they make $16 an hour.
Wow.
So that's for wild. A business to try to figure out how to pay.
Right. I mean, how do you navigate that? Yeah.
Congratulations. You're like, yeah, what happened? We gave you a quarter raise.
Like, oh my God. I remember that.
Yeah, we got a quarter. Boom.
Even 15 cents sometimes.
Yeah.
Awful.
10 cents.
You're like, come on, man. Yeah. I've been here for years. But 15 cents.
But the boss would be like, oh. So hard to give you that quarter. You're like, yeah, I bet.
Well, like, can you imagine? They gave someone else like a dollar. I'm like, wait a minute, what?
But can you imagine now giving them an extra 100% more?
That's wild, isn't
it? So I think that, you know, we're struggling with this identifying what is inflation. I guess they've kind of given it a new terminology now. And they, because they don't want to, the old definition doesn't work now, right? And I think, or at least they don't want it to work because they don't want us to be in a recession. But they are saying that it does have a different look to it. And I think that that is really what's going on is these businesses trying to figure out how to pay employees.
Yeah.
Right.
I work in human resources, and so I hire people all the time.
Okay.
And trying to keep up with the market and understanding how to remain competitive with some of the talent we're going after has been insane.
Yeah. Well, can you imagine being a person that paid somebody $7 an hour and then being like, yeah, we're going to pay you $15 because we care. It's like, no, you don't. You don't care. You care about surviving.
Right.
Yeah.
But this is about, you know, having people work.
Right. Because a lot of people aren't, apparently.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't know if they're working or not. I know if I if I needed a job, I would definitely want to work. Now is the best time.
To get one, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I remember working at KFC. I know I worked at Arby's. I made $2.36 an hour.
My first job was like, I think, $5.25 an hour.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It is crazy.
It's crazy. Well, thank God we somehow figured it out, because if it wasn't for that, we wouldn't have like cool people like yourself on Instagram out there shouting out small businesses.
Spending a lot of money on food.
It's for the people.
Spending research. Too much money on experiences. That's what I said to Felicia when she was on her way to Heirloom the other day. I was like, well, I got my first cocktail and there's four that I want. So it's for research.
And then you went there and had them.
Yeah. Yes, I sure did. Dang it.
Dang it.
We all did. It was a good night.
Not sure how I survived the next day. But.
Any places you like going where you kind of get more of a night out of it? Like sometimes you'll go like back in the day when, I guess Agave's still in Lewis, but you know, you might walk down, get on the list, right? And then maybe kind of walk around town, mm-hmm. get to eat, and then maybe, you know, do some more stuff around town. Do you like Lewis or Rehoboth for any of
we
these?
We had a great night like that, actually. Mm-hmm. It was like one of our first double date nights. And we... Okay.
We did like
cocktails. I think we started at
Harbor. Yep, we ate dinner there.
Yeah, and then we went to Kendall.
For cocktails.
They have to-go drinks, so we got to-go drinks, walked over to the canal.
To Wheelhouse.
And then checked out Wheelhouse. And so,
nice.
Lewis, you can
finished
totally...
Finished hard at Wheelhouse. Yeah. If you had Wheelhouse, you know you had a night. Yeah.
It's official.
Because that's the only one that stays open past 10.
And you get
home. And Irish Eyes, I guess.
Irish Eyes,
yeah. Yeah, exactly. If you're at Irish Eyes, you're on a different level.
Yeah, no, we haven't made it that far at night.
It's going to be a rough next day.
They have such a great location, though.
Oh, my God. I love Irish Eyes.
And that cheeseburger
awesome.
Salad is very good.
They do
I've
a great
never
job.
Eaten there, so I'm not.
The food's sure. good.
They have cats.
Outside, the dog cats.
Actually come yeah. on to the seating area.
Yeah,
yeah. They're well, real I think because they have people that catch fish and throw pieces.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah. I watched one of those cats swallow almost a fish.
No,
it's insane.
They are very.
How do we get those cats on this podcast?
Right, well, they're not going to see much.
They
got a throat
where
full of fish.
Those cats can he's stay. Like, they make me nervous.
Like, are you all right, buddy? He's like,
yeah.
He swallowed the whole damn fish.
It happens all the time.
He's like, you're gonna make it, buddy.
Listen, if I were sitting there and a cat rubbed up on my leg, I wouldn't even know it was there. You know, and you feel this thing.
Oh,
I
yeah.
would. I startle so easily. She the does. Whole restaurant would be terrified. Oh they would God. Have thought I got shot. Like, if that were to happen to me, I cannot eat there.
Do not make that cat
that
throw up.
I'd have to eat somewhere
that's
I know that
startling
the cat would
too.
Not come from. Yeah, yeah, I don't want to see that either.
Well, so Irish Eyes, then over we got Hotel Blue, which is across, the, well, mm. down the street and across. That's my buddy Scott. They have an amazing, sort of more of a boutique-y kind of hotel. I don't know how many rooms they have in total, but
really?
It's super, super cool. The Kuipers are great people. They're and they're. What's the place that has the big pontoon, just on the other side of the canal? Is that the Wheelhouse?
The big pontoon.
Well, the big
with the red roof.
Yeah. What's the
that's the wheelhouse.
The yep. Wheelhouse. Mm-hmm. So they're right across the street from the Wheelhouse.
Oh.
It's called Hotel
okay.
Blue.
Yeah.
And then down the street from Hotel Blue is my buddy Rick, and he's got the Blue Water House.
Okay.
Which is an amazing bed and breakfast. If you're ever in like feel like getting a bed and breakfast,
could do a little staycation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is awesome, Rick Will. He does an amazing job. And then right across on the street is where Matt Carter is. He's got the Quest right there next to
Lewis Cycle Sports. Yeah.
My buddy Brian Kelman.
Yeah, Megan.
Love Brian. Mm-hmm. I run with Brian.
I love nice. Them. I love the Kelmans. My daughter loves Ellie and Lila. We had them over a couple times because they were in camp together, and Megan and I like did carpooling stuff. It was
little humans are
this
quick.
Is before I knew them though.
Well, Brian, they're a great family, great
they
business.
Are.
They
agree.
If you want to rent a bike, and you know, nice thing about where they're at is you're right next to the state park, so you can just
yeah, great.
It's a beautiful experience.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Well, listen, it's been an hour.
Has
Whoa.
It?
Yeah.
Wow.
So you betches need to go do some more.
We're going to grab lunch,
gathering.
I think, right?
I know.
Yeah. We're grabbing lunch?
Yeah, I think we are. Mm-hmm.
Ooh,
and
at
then
the
Friday, we actually have a reservation for Harbor. So we're going to work on that one on Friday.
Well, yes. Maybe you guys come back and check in every once in a while.
Oh,
I would
we'd
love
that.
It.
That
yeah.
was so
that.
Fun. This I was a little
great.
Nervous, but I'm really excited now. I'm like, I'm glad I had my coffee because it made me. Otherwise, I'd probably just be like,
what's happening?
Yeah.
That's why I'm here.
I was hoping for Mike's cold brew, but it was not finished yet, so I had to stop at Wawa. Wawa did well, though.
Wawa has great coffee.
And that's my job, you know, is to try
yeah,
to,
you're awesome.
To pull us through this.
Yeah, you make this
people,
way easy.
People say, oh, I don't know what I'll say, and I say, I got you. We'll figure it out.
Yeah. You're amazing. Yeah. You know well, what you're doing, that's for sure.
Well,
yeah.
I appreciate it. Well, and I, you know, I'm a hairdresser.
Yeah.
So I have about 9 podcasts a day.
Yeah.
You know, I sit with people and have conversations, and, you know, I try to move the conversation along. So I'm like, why not record it and send it out to the world?
Yeah, it's awesome. That's a great idea.
So you girls do some more work, some more research, come back Absolutely. And report what you've found.
Yes, for sure.
Oh, 1,000,000%.
We're into it.
We're getting ready to go into the, not yet, but the holiday season.
Yes.
Pumpkins. Oh. Pumpkin beer. Pumpkin cheesecake. Yeah, pumpkin spice lattes.
Well, do you
basic
get
as betches.
Hell yeah. Do you get to a point, because I like it's sort of kind of at the end of summer, I start looking forward to putting on some jeans.
Oh, yes. My God. Yes. Yeah, I'm a hoodie person.
Yes.
A
hoodie 100%. And some jeans. I just got a new the Pat McAfee Sports Channel. I got his new hoodie. I'm like, yes. I'm a hoodie guy.
Yes.
I'm like, can I wear it? It's only 100.
Yeah. No, well, I'll
try it out.
Yeah.
Her husband was like making fun of me at her daughter's birthday because I had a hoodie tied around my sweat or around my waist. And I was like, I'm so ready to put this on. He's like, I know. You and like your jean shorts and your hoodie like this. I'm like, it is my vibe. He's like, I know, Devin. Like, and I'm like, I ended up putting it on. He was like, I can't even believe it. He's like, I'm about to jump in this water and you're wearing a hoodie. I'm like, but that bonfire is way too hot, let me tell you. Yeah. Take your hoodie off.
Yeah, exactly.
Can't help it. I love it. It is my thing and I'm here for it.
And
but
like being in a hoodie on the beach, there's
nothing better. Nothing. And that's what drive-on's great for too.
Yes.
Well, and there's something that starts taking place as soon as summer starts in, because obviously our visitors start going home, which is, you know, thanks for visiting.
Best. That's what'd you call it, September?
The local summer.
I love that.
Yeah. So we start to show up down in Rehoboth again. All of my kids have gone to Rehoboth Elementary. We have one left. Teresa's got fifth grade. You know, we'll all meet down there for the day before school starts. And yeah. We all see each other. All the locals see each other with their kids. And
yeah.
We start kind of coming out of our hiding.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a cool time. And then,
for sure.
You know, we got Sea Witch. And then we've got...
So I didn't get to that last year. You didn't either, right? We have to get to that this year.
You go and report it and come back.
You have
back
to go early,
all
right?
About it.
Go early, right?
I don't know. I don't go.
He's like, I don't know the tips.
We'll
I don't
go
have
for
them
you.
For you. Yeah, we got you.
That event will hold you hostage. Yeah. You're stuck.
Oh, no.
It used to be fun back in the day. You used to be able to park a car down there. The whole
move. You can't do any of that.
You can't
now.
Do any of that shit anymore. But
can
we
drive
the
up
car.
On the beach?
You can't do any of that.
Oh, good call. I'm going to look into that.
But yeah, so we're starting to get into the, and this is a real fun time of the year. And I think, you know, have you been to Go Brit or Go Fish? Or
no,
go,
but I've been so curious. I want to try their fish and chips.
Excellent. Yes.
Oh,
they are
cool.
Awesome. Both spots. We're down in Rehoboth and the one out on
all right,
the
good,
highway.
Because Lewis is probably easier for me.
Yeah. Oh, no. They have amazing food. I don't know what the pricing's like anymore. I haven't.
Right. Well, everything's gone up.
Everything's gone up.
Yeah.
I do have a fall tip, though.
Fall tip.
Ooh. When it comes to the pumpkin beers, which Eric loves, is that you do like a caramel rim when you have a pumpkin beer at home.
Okay.
Caramel with cinnamon sugar.
Ooh.
And that will take your pumpkin beer to the next level.
Oh, my God.
It's so good. Instead of like, you know, margarita salted rim, you just do like the caramel first and then do the
like
cinnamon
the
sugar.
Glass.
Yep. At the top of the glass. And it is the best.
Can you use like
I hear
equal
I do a very
or...
good rim job when it comes to that.
Can you use a sugar replacement?
I mean, yeah, sure. I guess so.
A salted equal rim.
Yeah. But I even mentioned it to like Chipper over at Big Oyster the one day. And he was like, oh my God, you do that? I do that too. I can't get them to do it here. It is so good.
Well,
so good.
It's going to be a great time. So listen, thank you.
Thank
Introduce
you.
Yourselves. I call you the D.
You got it. You got it.
Betches.
Yes.
But what is yours? Felicia?
Yes. Felicia Bush.
And?
Devin Nelson.
So check out their page. Check out their Instagram. I think if they have more people following them, they'll be like,
yes.
Oh shit, now we have obligation.
Now we have more work to do.
We're lots of fun.
I mean, that's kind of what it is. I mean, it's really sharing your experience and trying to promote small business. So
absolutely.
We're all promoting small business in a way.
It's great to be
absolutely.
Everyone's cheerleader.
Absolutely.
Especially
cheer
a place
people
like
on.
This. There's so much it has to offer.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, listen, thank you, girls. I appreciate it. Check out their DE Beach Betches.
You got it. You're so good.
Better than how my mom said it, that's for sure. She was just like, I can't. It was hilarious. I need to record it. It's amazing.
I love it.
That's
I
our next reel.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll just have my mom saying it.
There's so many great platforms for us to have our little moments of uniqueness. Yes. And that's all we're trying to do is just have a little fun and enjoy our lives and
exactly.
promote other businesses. So
yes.
check them out. And we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right,
bye guys.
Bye.